Sarada and Marciano, good to have you with us on this nice Friday afternoon. Have you shopped at Mariano's?
The Love boss, that store.
The boss is here today. We welcome Bob Mariano to the show. He's the chairman and CEO of Roundy's, the Milwaukee supermarket company. That's the parent company. We love your stores.
Thank you.
People want to know, when are you coming to my neighborhood? You must get that all the time.
Oh, constantly. I get letters, emails, in-store visits from actually, people will make a special visit to the store if they know I'm going to be like at another location for a grand opening.
Oh, really?
They will absolutely come to see me with the sole purpose of saying, will you come to our community? So,
What is it that you look for before you open up a store in an area? What has to happen? What are the requirements?
Well, primarily a lot of people. If you kind of think about it, a lot of people, a good piece of property where we can get the right size store with the ability to handle the traffic that we kind of generate. So at its foundation, that's what you kind of have to have.
I think the best thing about your store is that you have what I would call sort of upper-end products and services and foods and so forth. But the daily household items that you have to get that everybody has to buy, you can get them there too and not pay an arm and a leg. Was that the concept?
Well, that was the concept, and that was formulated because we did a fair amount of customer research before we opened the first Mariano's.
So what did you find?
Well, we found that the customers were making three trips, effectively. One trip to Whole Foods for their perishables, another trip to Costco to kind of fill up the pantry, if you will. And the third trip was a fill-in trip to either Dominick's or Jewel, you know, if they needed odds and ends. And so what we learned is, and we went a lot deeper as to why do you, and how much do you shop and where and on what products. And what we learned it was that they wanted to make that shopping trip in one time, but they didn't want to pay an arm and a leg for it. So that's why we were very selective on what we did and very careful on our pricing.
So you combined the pricing of Costco mm-hmm. with the perishables that are very, very fresh from Whole Foods, right. Which is what people go there right. for.
And which costs more. You go to a Whole Foods and you're paying dollar for that.
Yeah, we just have a different economic model. So, you know, we're looking at a great deal of volume, and so we kind of price things pretty competitively so that customers can afford. People, what you hear a great deal from people, they want great food at affordable pricing. So that's pretty much what we have.
What shocks me about the success of Mariano's grocery stores is that it's a market that's so saturated. There are right. so many places where you can shop for food, yet you have come in and you've been able to do this on a massive scale. Mm. How did that happen?
I think we hit, first of all, you have to have a differentiated shopping experience for customers. I mean, I think that's what they always wanted. If you kind of look at our industry in a macro sense, a lot of the innovation came from outside. You know, Whole Foods was not a traditional grocer. Trader Joe's was non-traditional. Costco was non-traditional. But they each added some innovation to our industry. And so what you had to do is when we stepped back and looked at this market, we felt it strongly that it required a very differentiated shopping experience, and that's what we set out to do.
You know what I miss? And tell me how you're working to make this happen, because I know you want this too. I miss going into a smaller grocery store, and they know you. You know them. You have a personal relationship with the guy in the produce section, the person behind the meat counter, and it feels kind of like the old neighborhood store. Does that play a role in what you're trying to do?
Oh, completely. When we do what we call pep rallies before the store opens, which is all the employees and myself, I go, you know, you're taught all your life not to talk to strangers. And I say to them, you need to talk to strangers every single day. And I said, they're only strangers up until the point in time you greet them and welcome them into our store, and they get to know you. And so we actively encourage the store teams to get to know their customers by name, their families, their children, and everything about them. And so that's part of the training we provide our employees with in order to be actually to make the experience better. And it actually makes their job a lot more fun.
You want
and
it more
enjoyable.
Personal.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What you were working for Dominick's. Right. What? How did this all happen? Like, you were an employee there. What was your job? And how did you think, you know, I need to be offering something that's different?
Well, I started as a part-time clerk. So I was blessed mm-hmm. to grow up with the Dominick's organization. I knew Mr. D, you know, personally, was a mentor of mine and taught me a great deal. and really was a giant entrepreneur, and in my mind.
He started right here.
Right here in Chicago. And, he was just a great guy, loved food, loved people, and taught by example. And that's where I think I got the passion for food. And it was bringing back that experience, bringing back that opportunity that I thirsted. This has been a journey for us and for me, to get back to some things that we thought were basic and we were taught many, many years ago.
So
and that's what you see here.
When you were working there, what was your position before you left?
Well, my final position was president and CEO of the company.
Okay, and then how did you think, instead of changing this company, I'm going to start something new?
Well, in 98, the company was bought by Safeway. Mm-hmm. So we were a public company at that time that was bought by Safeway. Then when we in 2002... my former CFO and I and a private equity firm bought a company up in Wisconsin called Roundy's. And so that was the genesis. And then about 2007 and 8, we wanted to expand into Illinois. And that's when we got a chance to bring back here what we really wanted to.
I've got a commercial idea for you, because this happened in one of your Mariano stores. I'm in there, and a little boy was lost, separated from his mom for a little while. Right. And then, of course, they got him together, and the little boy was crying. And so I overheard two of your employees say, get the kid a gelato, get him some ice cream or something. And so while the kid's like hanging on to his mom's leg, one Mariano's worker comes over with a big ice cream for the kid, and then all of a sudden, of course, he stops crying and everything's great. And I'm thinking, here's the perfect commercial,
right?
Because you can get these products in a million places, but this is the feeling you want in the store, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I just had a customer tell me before I came here that she was shopping in another store. She forgot her credit card. So she was all done shopping. They had her checked out. She didn't have her card to pay. So they said, you go home. We'll take your groceries and you home. You'll call us back with your information on a credit card.
That's unbelievable.
There was no question. And our people did not have to call the office, say, is it okay for us to do this? They know they are empowered to do that very thing for their customers.
Well, and I used to be a cashier, and that would happen all the time when I was growing up, and we always just set aside the groceries. And that was such a pain for the customer.
Yeah. No, we let them. So, and another customer the other day told me she was shopping at our Lakeshore East store, and they overpacked her bags. And they when she was going home, they kind of fell. So she called up. She says, I hate to complain, but this is what happened. They took down the list of everything. They came to her home with a new set of groceries and a bouquet of flowers for her to her home. So that's what,
and that'll build customer loyalty.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Well, I do the shopping in our family, and have any of the people in your stores complained about me? Because I'll have suggestions all the time, and then I like it because they make me feel good, because somebody will take out a piece of paper and a pen and write down my suggestion.
Do they get to you?
I don't know if they throw them out or what.
But. I mean, I got hit. When we first, it's funny, the Northfield store, we had a customer come in there the first day, and she was going, she had been to our other stores, and she goes, well, here's the two things I need. She had them all written down. I said, we'll get them for you. She says, I know you will, because I know you've got them. And I saw her later on in the week. I said, how are we doing? She says, you got both of the items in. I'm so happy. And it was like, okay. You know, so it's what our people do. They do.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break, and then I want to talk to you a little bit about people who use grocery stores as restaurants now, and different it is, the shopping experience for people now. People do shop differently. Bob Mariano with us after this. Sound like you're ready to go to work for the game. I like that enthusiasm.
I was just going to say, what did I just say, Bob?
In the grocery store news, the breaking, developing grocery store news today, new Mariano's at 2021 West Chicago Avenue, and they sell game meats there. First one in the chain to do that. There's a new Mariano's in Ravenswood at 1800 West Lawrence Avenue, and the guy whose name is on the store is with us today, the big boss, Bob Mariano. Want to take some calls?
Sure.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, Ryan. What's up?
Hi, Bob. Hi, Mary Ann. And hello, Mr. Mariano. I have to admit, I'm a huge fan of what you've been doing in the grocery industry, and I've been around the industry most of my life. So I guess, I look at you as kind of a rock star in the industry, if you don't mind me saying that.
Thank you.
But my question is there seems to be a movement for locally sourcing local foods and not just produce. What is it that Roundy's is doing to source more local, especially Midwest companies and stuff, and support you know, Midwest companies like Roundy's within your stores, and especially in the Mariano chain, because it is a little bit different from the rest of the chain.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Brian. Appreciate it.
The last year we had a our first ever vendor summit for women and minority-owned businesses in the Chicagoland area, and we had 75 different companies, and the vast majority of those companies were able to get their product in the store to see what the customer reaction was. So we actively solicit small companies to come to us. In fact, there have been some small companies that have been doing business with us since the beginning when we started in Arlington Heights. I can remember one who grows fresh herbs, and they're organically grown herbs, and she has grown with us and have been quite successful. So we actively solicit that and try to make it easy for them to get through the method of how to get the products in the store.
Do people shop differently now? What do they look for now?
Well, they do, because you know they look for some of the basics, but then they're looking, they are familiar with the food network. They're looking for different recipes, different cuisines. And so although some customer might want Diet Coke, but then they want some, you know, unique spice or vegetable because they have this dish they want to make. So the spectrum along which people will do different things, look for different things, is extraordinary
and
today.
And it's always changing, right? Like, oh, yeah. there are ethnic foods that you guys carry that other people don't.
Right, and that go, and not only is it for the culture, and that's one of the beautiful things about culture. You pretty much have everybody who lives here in the world, but then there's the rest of the population loves those cuisines. You know, there's restaurants. There's a great restaurant community here in Chicago. So people are exposed more today to different foods, and they want to try them. They want to have them available to them in their store.
I've talked to folks in the restaurant business who say one of the issues they have now, you can go to Mariano's and eat, have lunch, maybe dinner, and you're suddenly competition for those restaurants.
That's fair to say, because when we look at our market, traditionally you would look at the food at home dollar. Well, we look at the entire food dollar, which is food at home and food away from home. So we give them substantial alternatives for dining out and dining in.
Here's Bob with a question for Bob Mariano. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Bob. Nice to speak with you. And I also agree with Ryan. I do enjoy your stores. I think the food consumption for us now is so much better than just Jewel and Dominic's with Whole Foods and Standard Market and so forth. I do have a question about employee turnover, because I know you'd mentioned you have a lot of empowerment in some of the employees. It seems like no matter what store we go into, the employees don't always look very happy, and there seems to be a lot of turnover. Do you have a...
Well, do you hire full-timers or part-timers mostly?
No, they're a mix of full and part-time, primarily part-time because of the number of people we need to get the job done. We certainly see, you know, in part-time, some of our people, this is a starting job for them in a lot of cases, our first job. A lot of high school students work for us, college students. So we do have a fair amount of people that do come and go, if you will. But we work to keep the knowledge up of the employees as well as their service level. So that's a constant training. And appreciate 4 years we've been at this. And so we're trying to really formulate a very different service culture amongst our people.
It's amazing that it's only been 4 years.
Well, that's the thing. And so we are not steeped like when I worked for Dominic's. It was generation upon generation.
Right.
And we're trying to teach people how to be service-oriented and make them feel good and make sure they're empowered to do the
so,
right
so to speak to the caller's point there, you're still sort of in the infancy of getting employees you want and getting them to do what you want, aren't you?
Oh, exactly. You know, if I was to say, you know, people think we're there. We're 5% of the way there in my assessment. Yeah.
Dominic's at Foster and Sheridan for a long time now, going to be in Mariano's, and you're opening there on the 22nd, right?
Correct.
That's the newest.
Texts don't stop coming in as I'm sitting there. There are people wanting to know, when are you going to open up in their neighborhood, St. Charles? If I had my glasses on, I'd be able to read all of them. But
are you getting out there as far as St. Charles?
We've looked at it. We're very particular about where we go. We want to be in the right location. So certainly St. Charles is something we are continuing to evaluate and look at.
Well, again, I'm the shopper in the family, and
sometimes I go.
Rarely, Bob. and I always have suggestions. And I enjoy a leisurely stroll in the grocery store, and I've certainly been to my share of Mariano's. So if you need a special consultant or someone to just visit the stores and report on what's going on, I am available for that.
Well, and I used to work in the grocery store business. For many, many years, and I love it.
Well, that's great. Well, we'll have to use you as a tag team.
So oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, Marianne can bag groceries, too, right?
I am the best bagger. I feel like teaching baggers how to bag because there is an art to it.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Yeah. That's for sure.
Good luck, Bob. Thanks for stopping by, and we like what you're doing. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so very much.